My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses. Your hands gentle in reply.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You are welcome to email me anytime with questions, comments, or suggestions to Bruce at BruceAllen.com. Today we are discussing IRL in real life. And I believe the value of meeting people in real life is significant. This segment of our show, however, is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. Do ask for their newsletter at info@npier.com. It is time for the men's room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He is the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
It's a pleasure.
It is always. I count on you as a consistent addition to the show, and I wonder what your thoughts are on virtual versus real relationships and how that has, how you've experienced it. I know you take advantage of it in the sense that you actually do some of your mentoring and counseling via Skype. So that has enhanced your business. But as far as your personal life and your kids, what thoughts do you have to add to this?
Personal life and kids. To me, it's all real life. I don't live in the social networking world the way you do.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking to men on the phone, even if I don't get a chance to see them, that still feels like real life to me. I mean, we're not talking in 140 characters, right? And we're getting to know each other very well. I'm more in real life. That's sort of how I'm oriented at the moment.
In other words, you're behind the times.
Yeah, despite your urgings. I'm remaining in the Stone Age.
Hey, you just released your book as an e-book, so you're not that much in the Stone Age.
No, I'm not.
And you shared with us on the break that the e-book sales in less than a few months have almost surpassed your real book sales in a couple, 3 years.
Yeah.
That is a sign of the impact of virtual, it's not virtual reality, of technology, really, in this case.
Well, I'm not opposed to technology, but when it comes to relationships, I'm a fan of real life and real contact. I certainly am. And listen, to do the work that we do, it's all about putting men into relationship with each other. And even when they're in the same room, it's hard enough to get them to be real and revealing and honest and develop trust that I can't imagine how successful a virtual world of doing the kind of work that I do would actually work. But
let's go back to the real topic here, which is there's a generation gap. I would assert that our kids are using virtual relationships in ways that we're not, or most of us aren't. So how has your relationships with your grown kids changed because of technology and so-called virtual reality? I know that I'm interrupting you for a second before you even responded, but I know that you require and demand of your kids actual phone calls every now and then where they may want to rely on texts.
Sure. No, I talk to the kids all the time. We have additional interactions with text and all that, and so I enjoy that because we actually stay in contact more than I think we would normally when there isn't enough to talk about in a phone conversation. But anything of any importance, we have to talk to each other. And there have been some things over the years, you know, the kids are not too far away in school, that we've gotten together because what we needed to talk about really needed face-to-face contact. So
it's really augmented your relationship and in no way hindered it, is what
no,
I'm
I don't
taking
think so. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Not at all. It's definitely augmented. And unfortunately, though, more people than not rely on it for their primary source of interaction with not just their kids but the world. And I think there are drawbacks to that.
Well, I believe there are severe drawbacks. And the contrast to me was, as I opened the show with, my trip to New York, where I spent 4.5 days just nonstop interacting with people, both directly in business and then everywhere we went. I would engage people in conversation. I mean, New York is as much of a melting pot of America as any place, and the diversity of people I encountered was just breathtaking, fun, exciting, and that you can't experience in 140 characters.
Well, and, you know, as I read your column, I mean, I reflected on my trips to New York, and there are things that you can do in New York because of the proximity of the people that don't happen in a place like Los Angeles.
That's for sure.
I mean, your conversations that you had are similar to mine, sitting on a subway and just talking to the person next to me, and there was just a willingness to engage that I don't find everywhere, certainly not in the sprawling L.A.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's true.
And in terms of embarrassing your kids, I mean, I'd probably have to rival you in my own way.
Oh, I dare you to top it. Go ahead. Give me an example.
It is exhilarating, really.
What, to embarrass your kids?
To talk to people, to strike up conversation, to realize that you have the ability to connect with another human in a very short amount of time.
I agree with you. I think that's a great word for it, exhilarating. It's wonderful. You know, my mother taught me this because when I was young and I was my boys' ages or teenagers, I would often bring a friend over, and it would seem that my mother would find out something about this friend within a couple minutes of conversation that I didn't know. And I'd go, how the heck did you do that, Mom? I've known so-and-so. I've known Wayne for 5 years, and I had no idea that he grew up in the Bronx or whatever it is that she found out. And all she did was ask questions, show interest, and I've learned the same thing because as much as I like to talk about myself, I know everything about myself. So it's much more interesting to find out things about you or especially strangers that I might encounter on a subway, for instance. So I think it's a great skill, and it is exhilarating. I loved it. I just loved all the encounters we had in New York.
Yeah, sounds terrific. Look, people, for the most part, enjoy talking about themselves. And if you show
well,
interest,
enough of that. Let's talk about me.
That's right. If you show interest, and you know, this is just across the board. If you show interest in somebody, you've got their attention.
True.
And you know, the whole lots of discussion about what listening is all about, and it's not about preparing to say your next line. It's really about caring around about somebody, and when you do that authentically, people feel it, and it makes a big difference.
You bet they do. It's one of the things I enjoy about actually our interactions on air and with my other guests usually. We don't rehearse them. So I am listening to you, not knowing what you're going to say or how I'm going to respond. And that makes live radio or this kind of show, I think, more relevant than a rehearsed show.
That's exactly how you sort of laid it out when we practiced this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going really well, don't you think?
I love it. I actually really do. I do tend to bring in more technological concepts than you'd care to discuss, but I appreciate your going along with it as graciously as you've done.
Listen, we are a product of our culture. We are impacted by all those forms of technology and I think it's our job to figure out how to use them for good instead of evil, and I think that's been sort of our jobs even before this technological revolution. There are always tools available that we can use for good and that can turn bad if we're not paying attention. And so in my mind, although things have accelerated with technology, I think that our basic responsibilities have not changed.
Could not agree with you more. Wayne, has been a very fast segment. Do tell our listeners where they can reach you.
Technology has even made our segment go quickly. That's unbelievable. Bettermen.org. You can find out what we're doing to help men be better fathers and husbands. We've got a retreat in Santa Barbara in September, and you can get a copy of my book, Hold On To Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you, Bruce.
I'll see you next week. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow my Facebook page. And if that isn't enough virtual reality for you, I'll think of something else. Maybe StumbleUpon or Tumblr. There's a new one every day. We'll be back with Teen Rap and Pastor Drew Sands.